This little house probably goes back to the first half of the 18th century. It's a quadrangular dwelling whose windows and door are framed with stone. Its very tall roof is tiled, topped with fillials, and features a hipped dormer window on both the front and rear. The house is perfectly located next to the kitchen garden, and many enthusiastic gardeners must have lived there. Unfortunately, the chateau archives say very little on the matter. However, a text from 1706 mentions the gardener's house. This could be this building, as the garden gate is said to adjoin the house. In 1753, the archives offer an interesting account of the items stored in the room of Gardener Charles Whatley, near the large garden. They include all his precious tools, including a copper watering can, shears, an axe, a pruning knife, a saw, four rakes, some pickaxes, a wheelbarrow, string for the borders, buckets, ladders, knives, a stone roller with its paraphernalia, a grafting saw, a spade, a three-pronged fork, and so on. Although there was definitely always one, and sometimes more than one gardener living on the estate, information is lacking about where they lived. Before leaving this charming structure, it's worth having a look at the Pride of India tree, which stands between the house and the garden gate. This tree, which originates from Asia, is known in French as the savonnier, or soap tree, because its bark and fruits contain saponin, the substance used to make natural soap. One other interesting feature is its round black seeds, which are used to make rosary beads. At Modave, however, it was chosen for its ornamental qualities.